sent you to a couple of Pro Bowls. Do you feel like you're playing your best right now?
No, I mean, I think I'm, again, I think this whole season is, I'm playing really well right now. I don't know that it's the best I've ever played, but I mean, it's a combination of, I think, a lot of guys doing really well, and, you know, we're really playing good as a unit right now. But yeah, I think we're playing great up front.
When you look at Nick Foles' stat line from the Giants game, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, won the game, came back from down 13. If you just look at the stat line, it felt like almost like Carson was out there. How smooth of a transition has it been with Nick? I know it's only been one game, but
yeah,
the transition seems to be smooth. He's been here before. He's worked with you guys a lot in practice and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, Nick did a great job. I mean, it's a tough situation. Obviously, you're coming in replacing, you know, arguably the MVP of the NFL that season. So, I mean, it's, you know, he definitely had some big shoes to fill, to say the least. But, you know, he's been a really good player for us before. A lot of us have played with him, or a few of us. I don't know if a lot of us was right. But, you know, he did a great job. Went in there, executed the offense, you know, was very calm, cool, collected, you know, and did a great job.
Coach Peterson said you deserve to be in a Pro Bowl. He said this offseason was big for you because this year you kind of just let loose and just playing ball.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that coming into this year you meant to do, and what really triggered that?
Well, I think that, I mean, you know, I'm letting loose and I'm playing ball. I'm a lot more confident this year for sure. I mean, that comes with, you know, playing better. I think that as you play better, you just build more and more confidence. And, you know, last year I had a rough start to the year, and it was definitely a, you know, humbling thing. And Stout worked on me hard and, you know, wanted to get my technique right, wanted me to get back on track. And towards the second half of last season, I think you started to see me play a little bit better. But then this year has been much, much better. I mean, it's been fun to get back to, you know, playing as well as I have before, for sure. And, you know, I think a year of, you know, working on those technique things and a year of being more comfortable in the offense, and, you know, just, I think the coach has done a great job putting everybody in situations to be successful. It's been a lot of fun.
Do you think as an offensive lineman it's harder to get recognized by things like the Pro Bowl because there's not necessarily stats that people can look at? You know, like some of the stuff you're talking about with how you played better, kind of intangible things that aren't measured in numbers.
I mean, yeah, potentially, I guess. I think, you know, it's, I mean, the Pro Bowl is obviously a pretty subjective thing. You know, I don't think anything's exact. Even numbers, I think, aren't necessarily the best way to go about voting. But, you know, I think the guys that are going in place of me are two great football players. They're two of the best centers in the league. You know, I do some things really, really well, but, I mean, they do a lot of things well themselves. So I think it's just, you know, offensive line is – you know, generally, once you get a big name, once you start going more and more and more. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
You made it last year. I mean, did you feel like you didn't deserve it last year and you did this year?
Both the years I've actually went, I think, were two of the worst years I've probably had. The one year I went before, I had sports hernia surgery. Missed about 4 games. When I came back, I was pretty hobbled. Even though I came back early, you know, I still felt that pretty good. And then last year was probably the worst year of my career, where I, you know, started off really bad in the first half of the season and rebounded late. But you know, it's pretty ironic that the 2 years that I don't think I deserve to go, I end up going.
It's been almost a month since you guys have been home. What do you think the link is going to be like on Christmas and a situation where you guys can clinch home field throughout?
It'll be pretty festive in there. You know, I think everybody's going to be pretty excited. I mean, obviously, it's the first home game in a while, if you don't count the Giants game last week as a home game. But I think you know, we always do a great job of showing up. I mean, everybody's excited about the season, as are we. And with the ability to close out the number one seed in the NFL or in the NFC, you know, this is a huge game for us.
You were there with Cole's 7-touchdown game versus the Raiders the first time, weren't you?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. What are your memories of that game and kind of, you know,
yeah, I mean, it was
on fire that day?
Yeah, I mean, it was Foles, the receivers. I mean, we had some great play calls. I mean, it was a combination of, I think, a lot of things going really, really well. And, you know, I think, I mean, he would have ended up setting the NFL record if we would have kept him in. We ended up pulling him. I don't know if it was late third or early in the fourth. But, you know, we were doing some things that the Raiders just, quite frankly, didn't have an answer for. And the way he was throwing it, the way the receivers were running the routes and everything, I mean, they were on. It was almost like you were unstoppable that game.
Jason, you mentioned technique earlier. Doug said he felt like he got a little bit stronger. Now that you have a chance to reflect on how the start of last year went and the high level you're playing right now? I mean, what do you think? What are the major differences when you look at the two versions of yourself?
I don't know. It's a combination of some things. I think a lot of it is technique. We put a big emphasis on changing some technique things and doing some, and, you know, regrounding myself into, you know, thinking about the basics. Sometimes I think, you know, once you've been around for a while, you start to take some of that stuff for granted, and it's easier to kind of lose track of it. So we've definitely, Stout has been on me hard since the last year and really this whole off season to improve some of that stuff. And that's made a tremendous improvement upon my game from either a power standpoint, whether it's pass blocking or run blocking. And, it's just about leverage. And I think that's probably been the biggest thing. And then, quite frankly, I think the coaches are putting everybody in positions to be successful. I think that's kind of an understated thing sometimes. I mean, obviously, you know, Lane and Brandon are having some of the best years they've ever played too. And across the board, the quarterbacks, I mean, you know, in general, when you have really, really good players put in good situations, they're going to make plays happen. And I think it's a combination of all that.
A lot of your teammates were on social media last night saying that you got snubbed from the Pro Bowl. What does that mean to you to have the support, obviously, of your teammates saying that kind of stuff?
What's good? I think they're a little biased probably, but, you know, it's good just being back in the, you know, people thinking I deserved it and stuff like that. I think that obviously I've had a much better year this year than last year, and that was the whole emphasis. I think that the fact that I'm just playing at that caliber level is, it feels good for myself. I think that, hopefully none of these guys will be able to play in that game, obviously. We worked really hard to this point in the season and we're all still striving for that same goal. And, we're just going to keep focusing on that for right now.